Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the God of gods.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him who alone does great wonders. Who by His understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Who made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt. And brought Israel out from among them. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder. Who brought Israel to the midst of it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To Him who led His people through the desert. Who struck down the great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance. An inheritance to His servant Israel. To the one who remembers us in our low estate. And freed us from our enemies. Who gives us food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. I wanted you to read this psalm with me because I think it's a great antidote to everything in life. The psalmist starts with those three verses, which are give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, the God of gods, because His love endures forever. This is the call to come to this God who is good. Because if there is a God or there is something that is not good, we cannot put our trust in Him or her, in any person that doesn't show His goodness or her goodness. We find it difficult to trust, to relate, to walk with in life. And from the very beginning, the psalmist calls us to say, this is the Lord of lords, this is the God of gods, but He is good. On this Father's Day, I wanted us to remember that our God is a good God, is a great God that we can rely and trust in on. And His love endures forever. As I said at the beginning of the service, that love is not just a I love you if you love me, but it's unconditional. The fact that it endures forever, we as Baptists, we're a covenant faith. In other words, we enter together into fellowship based on God's love, unconditional love towards us and to one another. We, in our Baptist principle, we say that our love is a covenantal love because it's copy after God's love who endures forever. It's a covenant love. God made a covenant with us from the old to the cross in the new. A reminder of what it is today. That His love will never falter, will never go away from us, endures forever. And then the psalmist goes through, and from verses 5 to verse 25, he gives us the cause for praise. We can praise God because of His creation, verses 5 to 9. Then we can praise God for the freedom that He brought to His people through the Exodus, in verses 10 to 15. We can praise Him for the years of the wilderness that God took His people through the wilderness, verse 16. And then we praise Him for the great conquest that He's given to His people, that passage of the Amorites, of that example with the two kings, that God defeated the enemies in order to bring us victory. And then finally, we praise God, the cause of all praise, as one of the psalmist says in verses 23 to 25. He remembers us, He freed us, He set us free, and now He feeds us, He nourishes us, He looks after us. Every morning when I get up, I tend to get up grumpy, believe it or not, if I had enough sleep or not, but this is, I very rarely have enough sleep. But this is the psalm that I turn to. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And I look at it all the time. And this psalm reminds us that we need to look back on what God has done in our lives. From the very beginning, when we came to know Him as Lord and Savior, to the past difficulties that He took us through, to the challenges in our lives that we go through, I am reminded morning by morning, day by day, that His love endures forever. Whether I wake up happy or grumpy, His love endures forever. Whether my kids are serving the Lord, are following the Lord, or are not, His love endures forever. Whether the plans of the day for me go right or not, His love endures forever. Do you get it? We read this psalm just like that, but think about it. His love endures forever, no matter how I feel, for the day, the year, or the month. His love endures forever when I get cancer, when my spouse passed away. His love endures forever. When the good news from the doctor is not so good news, His love endures forever. He remembers us, He set us free, He feeds us. And I love when He says in verse 16 that He took His people through the desert, not around it, not above it on a plain, no under it. He took them through the desert. His love endures forever. Even when I go to the most difficulties, to the most difficult times in life, I remember Psalm 136, His love endures forever. No matter how I get up in the morning. His love, your past does not determine my future. And this psalm reminds us, as we look back on His faithfulness, that we work with Him day by day. His love endures forever. Your past does not determine any of your future, because He is the Lord of Lords, He is the God of Gods. He is faithful to what He does. God's love is eternal because His covenant is eternal with His people. Charles Spurgeon said this once, "No saint shall fall finally or fatally. Fatally. Sorrow may bring us to the earth and death may bring us to the grave, but lower we cannot sink, and out of the lowest of all we shall arise to the highest of all." Why? Because His love endures forever. His love endures forever. This is the God we praise. This is the God we want to follow, trust, and obey, because He is good and His love endures forever. And lastly and certainly is that what this psalm is all about really is that every single sentence, every single attribute, every single fact that they describe to God, He did that, He did the other, He did whatever else, it says why He did that, because his love endures forever. And that's a fact. Whether I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning at 6:30 in the morning and I feel it or not, I believe in it or not, his love still endures forever. Whether my things and my plans go according to my will, his love endures forever. He knows it. Because God cannot change, his love for us will never change. Because it endures forever and ever and ever. No matter where you're going to go this week, his love endures forever. No matter what your problems, what a doctor might say this week, his love endures forever. No matter how you and I feel about things, how the world goes this week or in the next few days, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven for his steadfast love. I love that word too, steadfast. Endures forever. That's a covenantal love. His love endures forever. We'll sing a song to close the service. All my days, wonderful, beautiful Savior. I will sing this song with gladness because his love endures forever. Give him praise to the fountain of delights because his love endures forever. For in my helplessness you heard my cry. Even when I go to the desert, his love endures forever. He is a good God that we can trust him. Waves of mercy pour down on my life. Let's stand together.